That's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, there's a cul-de-sac in there.
Okay. Dave, I couldn't draw circles. So I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
I tried a couple of times and I gave up.
It looked funny. I thought maybe they were excluding the whale or you never know.
Just square the sack.
Yep. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Along with your parking, and hopefully this is in the plans being submitted, but the stormwater runoff, where is that directed? Do you know at this point?
I think we're going to have a retention pond, but that was with the 30,000 square foot project, and I don't have the final blueprint, so I can't enumerate on that right now.
It'll be required to have that. I mean, a stormwater.
Yeah, Randy. With the Division II, they'll be required to have a stormwater plan.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's grading more than an acre, right, which is a DNR too, so there'll be a couple permits there.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Great to see additional commercial development.
We're pretty excited. Bringing another 100 plus jobs to the area.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Kim? Are you Kim?
Yes.
Okay, we don't need nobody to talk, Kim.
Okay.
What's our date next week? Or
20th. Yeah, Monday the 20th.
We'll see you. We're
gone.
No, he said no. We'll see you the 20th.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Case number 2017-5. This project's on 764 Jones Road, vacation rental. The representatives here at the podium, Gary McSpadden. Here we are down Jones Road. As we looked in the concept, it's off 86 Highway. As we said before, the house has been torn down. I met with them a couple of days ago in there on their excavator. We met with about septic systems. This is a view from the east, view from the north, view from the south. Representative Gary McSpadden is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing for nightly rental of a planned three-bedroom main residence with an attached two-bedroom guest house. The total number of bedrooms will be five. And this is the layout that he's submitted. Main house, covered walkway that attaches them, roof line wise, and then a guest house. The current application was approved for concept February 21st, 2017. Per the assessor's information, the property is 2.13 acres in size. The applicant is planning to build a three-bedroom main home with a two-bedroom guest house attached by a covered walkway between the houses. The property is currently served by a well on the property. Taney County planning staff is currently working with a licensed installer for the permit on the wastewater system that will be sized for 840 gallons per day based on the maximum occupancy of 14 people. The on-site wastewater permit will be required to be in place before any building permit is issued. And then our development code defines nightly rental as a resident structure part thereof that be rented for any period less than 30 days, counting portions of the days as full days. Therefore, the person would have the ability to rent the residence for 30 days or greater. The exterior will be a single family home, and per the nightly rental provisions, the maximum occupancy will be two persons per dwelling unit and two persons per bedroom. Therefore, this one, the three bedroom home, would have a maximum occupancy of eight, and the two bedroom guest house would have a maximum occupancy of six. That's our total of 14. The property is currently served by an existing drive off of Jones Road. Parking spaces with 14, two persons, one parking space per two persons, therefore a total of 7 parking spaces will be required. And the project received a total score of 2 on the policy checklist. I have a maximum possible score of 29. If the Taney County, these are staff recommendations, if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division 3 permit 2017-5, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. 1, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection Districts, the Missouri Department of Revenue, and the Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. 3, a valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license shall be provided to the Planning Department prior to the issuance of a certificate of compliance. 4, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6, the residents located at 764 Jones Road shall occupy sleep no more than the maximum occupancy. The maximum occupancy for a nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit plus 2 persons per bedroom. The total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. 7, the 764 Jones Road vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, the permit is specific to the representative to whom the permit is issued and cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval. The special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And lastly, number 8, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay, anybody got any questions?
This property doesn't lie in a subdivision, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. It adjoins a subdivision, though, is that correct?
Well, the subdivision that's there is Oakmont, but mm-hmm. Johnny Morris has bought most of that, so surrounding it. And then there's the Jones Farm, which is on the other side. And I've spoken with Peggy Jones, and she doesn't seem to have any problem with us being there.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
Gary, I got one. This property, if you look where my arrow is, that's yours also, isn't it?
No, sir.
It's not? Okay.
No,
I was thinking
that's
that was
Johnny.
Okay. But then these cabins all here.
Well, those are owned by different people. I own the one on the corner, and then we manage 2 or 3 others. So.
But they're all nightly rental.
They are.
Currently, yeah. Correct. Because, yep, I remember that part.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions? We'll see you the 20th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. $127 Tuscan Nightly Rentals, 17-6.
Okay, case number 17-6, Roy and Jane Glazer.
In the representative, it is me, Roy. Not okay.
Roy. Roy Glazer.
Roy Glazer, yes, sir.
There's the location. Zoomed in a little closer. View from the east. View from the west. Representative Roy Glazer seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 special use permit allowing for nightly rental of this existing family residence. The residence contains 3 bedrooms. Per the assessor's information, it was constructed in 2007. Single family residence held in condo style ownership at the villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek Development. Current application was approved for concept February 21st. Development Guidance Code definition for nightly rental. So our 30 days. Exterior appearance of the single-family residence will remain the same. Per the nightly rental provisions of Development Guidance Code, the maximum occupancy for nightly rental shall be 2 persons per dwelling unit and 2 persons per bedroom. Therefore, the 3-bedroom home would have a maximum occupancy of 8 people. The property is currently served off of North Tuscany Drive, and with the 8 people divided by the 2 persons, means there needs to be a total of 4 parking spaces. And this project received a score of -1 out of a maximum score of 29. Staff recommendations for the Division 3 permit 17-6. Number 1, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, the Missouri Department of Revenue, Environmental Division of the Planning Department, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature, shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Number 3 is the valid Missouri Department of Revenue sales tax license. 4, no outside storage equipment or solid waste. 5, this decision is subject to all existing easements. 6 is our maximum occupancy, which is a 2 per dwelling unit plus 2 per bedroom. Which this occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. The 127 North Tuscany Drive vacation rental has been approved as a special use permit. Therefore, this permit issued cannot be transferred without Planning Commission approval, and the special use permit shall not be used to establish commercial compatibility for or with any future land use change applications. And 8, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Anybody got any questions for Roy?
Structure, is it got a, is it a nightly rental or is it a permanent?
It's a permanent residence, indeed. May I make some statements on my own? I'd like to say that I purchased it, my wife and I did, in 2007, brand new, and we purchased it as a vacation home. We subsequently began renting it out. We found that if the home just sat there vacant, it didn't fare very well. The stats on it, we rented out about 23% annually, at the time annually, 23%. We use it about 15% of the time, and then the balance of the time it sits vacant. We rent through VRBO. I manage it, my wife and I manage it, and we vet everyone that comes through there. We have their phone number, we have their address, their email. We communicate with them by phone and make sure that they're a compatible fit for our vacation home, because it is truly our home. It's not a rental. We don't use it to make income, per se. It's our vacation home that we rent out nightly. That covers it.
Okay.
We respectfully request approval.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Karen Murphy.
First of all, I want to thank you for the vote on 177, and I wish everybody would have been here on the 21st of February. On 127 Tuscany, he does not live in the area, so he will not have a 24/7 representative. I don't think that he submitted a plan of his house showing the 3 bedrooms, and I don't think he submitted a plan for his parking. That should have been with the application. We all know that on February 21st, you did go ahead and approve 16 nightly rentals, and there have been problems since February 21st